breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Very glad to have you on this Wednesday. And as we roll through it, you know, my contempt and I don't know, it's almost such a dead nerve ending to me now. I don't even get mad about it anymore because I just roll my eyes and go, well, that's the way that it's going to be. But then I remember if I get passive about it, if I get lax on it, that's going to multiply tenfold. And we really need to understand that when certain things take place that aren't right, we need to call them out. And that's why I'm thankful for Inez Stettman. Her work with the Independent Women's Forum is always looking at things through the sheer lens of truth and common sense. And she rejoins us here at Kevin McCullough Radio. And it's been a little while, Inez. You did yeoman's work filling in for Kelsey while she was gone during her pregnancy. But I had never intended for you to not be back on the show. So I apologize that we haven't scheduled you more. But thanks for coming back. It was good to see you in New York last week, too, by the way, for your event. You write on Twitter that a certain media organization should be shamed for hating Trump so much that they were willing to work with organizations that were getting money from the State Department to censor conservatives. That's a big accusation. What happened?
Yeah, well, this actually comes from Michael Schellenberger, if anyone recalls the Twitter files hearings that happened about a week ago, right?
Yeah.
Where we had Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you know, talking about Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger as quote-unquote so-called journalists, right, for actually reporting on essentially the collusion between government and tech companies, right, with regard to censoring points of view that were at odds with the narrative in a variety of different ways, right? There was sort of a COVID branch of this, right, and censoring things that were contrary to what the government agencies like the CDC wanted at the time. There's a J6 element of this. There's a quote-unquote domestic terrorism element of this, right? And all of this, if you recall, was once going to be under this board, this disinformation board headed up by that insufferable woman, Nina Jankowicz. And I'm calling everyone's attention back to that because that's when that's the time this roundtable took place. And it took place with a bunch of legacy media organizations, corporate media organizations, to talk to them about how we're going to, quote unquote, you know, censor the disinfo, right? Like, how are we going to tamp down on the disinformation? And of course, by that, as we know, they always mean ideas and facts contrary to the leftist narrative. And it's all the people you would expect, right? CNN, right? You know, The Washington Post, The New York Times. But the one name that stood out to me there, of course, was The Dispatch, which is Jonah Goldberg's outfit. This was Stephen Hayes who participated for The Dispatch in this roundtable. And it's worth pointing out only because this provides cover for you know, for all these leftist organizations, they can say, oh, see, we're censoring the really crazy people. We're censoring the people on the right who are, you know, fringe and dangerous, right? When in the reality is the views that they're censoring represent something like, you know, half the country, if not more.
It's this same kind of idea. And I've seen it, sadly, a lot with center-right people. I mean, Joe Walsh used to be employed by Salem Media at one point, and now he's a loud mouthpiece over at MSNBC, and the stuff that some of these groups are saying to me is indistinguishable from the mainstream leftist talking points at times. So is this simply Trump derangement syndrome that got mingled in with some State Department money and some organizations all designed to further that effort?
I mean, yes, obviously. And look, it's everybody's right to hate Donald Trump. He gives, you know, lots of reasons for people to hate him all the time. Right. So it's everybody's right to dislike the former president. It was everybody's right to dislike him as a candidate, whatever. Like, this is a free country. You're free to love Donald Trump and you're free to hate Donald Trump. What I have a much larger problem with is participating in this kind of effort to silence Americans. This is, and I think this is of a piece with a lot of the critiques during the Trump administration, which was there were all kinds of quote unquote norm breaking that went on during the Trump administration. We had, you know, generals conducting foreign policy, trying to cut the president, the elected president, out of the loop
of the
on
equation.
Very important
yep.
foreign policy decisions. That's breaking a norm. You know, participating in this kind of public-private collusion to circumvent the First Amendment, that's breaking a norm, right? So these people are so concerned, quote-unquote, about the norms that Donald Trump is breaking, and yet they themselves are willing to participate in breaking much more important norms.
Yeah. No, I don't even understand completely their argument about the norms that he broke, because when it came to policy, he was very clear and, you know, pretty upfront with what his policies were. He didn't try to circumvent the Constitution to put good judges on the court. I don't know where they got that idea from, but they have certainly kind of said, they've said, well, if it's good for him, it's good for us, and we're going to break rules too. And that's where I'm scratching my head going, guys, we've always had candidates we didn't like. I wasn't really a big fan of John McCain, but he got the nomination. So I did the, you know, thing that you do if you didn't want to see Barack Obama elected. I held my nose and I voted for him. I did the best thing that I could at the time with the candidates that were in play to be able to do it. For some reason, and I can't put my finger on exactly why, Trump is different, and they feel like that it entitles them to break these norms that you're talking about, violate constitutional ideals, and really change the rules on how Americans play the game completely and feel justified in doing so.
I think there's a lot of confusion between, quote, the norms of liberal democracy and the norms of the last 30 years before Trump.
That's a good point.
A lot of the things that I think people perceived as uniquely crazy or dangerous about Trump were really just dissenting from a bipartisan consensus for 30 years after the Cold War that was really beginning to show a lot of cracks in terms of actually addressing issues like trade and immigration that a lot of Americans were hurting over, right? And there was this sort of ossified consensus of the last 30 years. And the problem is a lot of people confused agreeing with that consensus with some sort of deeper norms about liberal democracy.
Yeah.
And it's a very self-serving conflation, because it then allowed them, especially, and now forgetting for a moment about the Dispatch and the dishonor they brought on themselves, but, you know, much more important people like these government agencies, like unelected bureaucrats felt, you know, empowered to circumvent the elected president, right?
Yeah.
Felt empowered to contradict the will of the American people in a way they have no power, no legitimacy to do, because Donald Trump wanted to set a different foreign policy, or Donald Trump wanted to set, you know,
I'll never forget.
About NATO.
I'll never forget Newt Gingrich saying this, and it's stuck in my head ever since. But he said, when someone comes to office that wants to tear down the problems that are that powerful and that strong, they're going to push back. And that's what they've done, and they've continued to do it, and they're trying to do it now. It's very interesting. Inez, thank you for your great work at the Independent Women's Forum. Follow her on Twitter at, I always get your Twitter handle wrong. It's Inez Felcher, F-E-L-T-S-H-E-R. It's not Stepman. That's her married name. She found
but
a good
can,
man.
But you can search Inez Stepman, unless they're now shadow banning me, so maybe it won't come up. But usually if you search Inez Stepman, it comes up.
All right. Either way. But Inez, it's always great to talk to you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Gavin McCullough, coming right back.